Workbook, Unit 10. Listening. 2. Listen to the tape and write down the names of the following room numbers. A mother visits the Mark Twain House and Museum with her son and daughter and is shown around by a professional guide.
Welcome to the Mark Twain House and Museum. Mark Twain is one of America's most famous writers. Do you know any books written by Twain?
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer and, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
Yes, very good. Twain wrote these books while he lived in this house. He loved the house because it reminded him of his youth, and from the window he could hear the sounds of his own children and their friends playing on the banks of the river.
Is the house still the way it was when Twain lived here?
Yes. The house has been restored to the way it was when Twain lived here between 1881 and 1891.
How long will the tour take?
It'll take about 2 hours, and the group must stay together. Please, don't touch anything.
Oh, can you make it a bit shorter? I don't think the kids will stay quiet for such a long time.
Okay, we're now in the hall. Immediately on the right is the drawing room, a rather formal room, where Twain received guests. The door on the left leads to the guest room. The two doors in front lead to the rooms on the north side of the house, the dining room through the door on the right, and the library through the door on the left. Let's first take a look in the library.
I don't think I want to see the library.
Shut up, Dave.
As you can see, the room called the library does not very much look like a library. It is one of the nicest rooms in the house. Here, Twain recited poetry or read aloud stories to his family and friends.
Look, they've got a greenhouse.
Yes, the small room on the west side off the library was filled with large green plants. Twain's daughters called it the jungle. From the library, we can pass on to the dining room. Twain and his family had most of their meals here. The kitchen is located off the dining room to the north.
Can we have a look at the kitchen, please?
I'm afraid the kitchen is closed to the public until the summer of next year.
Oh, what a pity.
Let's go and have a look upstairs.
I think the children are getting tired. What's there to be seen upstairs?
The second floor has 3 bedrooms, another guest room, and the schoolroom. The third floor has a servant's room, a guest room, and the largest of the rooms where Twain wrote his books.
Shall we go upstairs?
I want to go to the bathroom.
You can have a look at the bathroom on the second floor.
Can we use it?
I'm afraid not.
Shall we just go and have a look at the schoolroom then?
No, thanks. I want to go home.
Well, okay then. Let's visit the museum shop.